Proclamation number 5520 of 29th of October, 1952. Attitude determines the spiritual sphere and its work. Just as your attitude is, so are the beings who want to push themselves towards you and exert their influence on you. That is why you are in danger if you do not observe yourselves critically and follow impulses within yourselves which do not correspond to God's will. You will then be harassed by those beings who want to entangle you ever more deeply in thinking and acting contrary to God. A short call for help is already enough for the beings of light to assist you and ward off the evil forces, for then your will to think and act correctly is evident. Your will alone decides the sphere in which you stay, and therefore right harmony can only be in you when you only connect with the world of light, when you constantly send out good thoughts which are caught in the kingdom of light and sent back to you again for strengthening and spiritual advancement. It is your will alone which wards off when something disharmonious touches the soul. Your will determines the thoughts, and your will draws light or shadow. And the tempter lurks around you and only waits for you to change your attitude in order to then influence you to think God-opposing thoughts and turn away from the one you should strive for. Don't give him the opportunity to influence you. Resist him by sending a short call upwards in every weakness of will, by turning to the Father in the realization of spiritual hardship, who will surely help you. Resist him by calling upon Jesus Christ when you feel that you become weak and fear his afflictions. And know that every call you make will be answered, that God will not leave you in danger, because through your call you demonstrate your will to belong to him, your Father of eternity, who loves you and who will not abandon you to his adversary if only you turn your will towards him. But always be vigilant and pray. For the tempter is always close to you and has an effect on you if you don't resist him. Therefore surrender yourselves anew every day to the love and grace of the Heavenly Father. Surrender yourselves to the protection of the beings of light looking after you. Do not want to fall, and you will receive the strength to live and think as it is God's will. Amen.